Factis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
We are the Dragons of St. George's School. We have taken over Vectis Radio for the next hour. We have loads of news and entertainment for you, so stay listening.
Hi, this is Callum here with you today. I am going to ask Charlie Ridway some questions on Vectis Radio. Number one, what time do you go to bed and why?
8:30. Because I need to get up for school.
Number two, what is your favourite pug teddy called and why?
I don't have a pug teddy. Sorry.
Number three, what is your favourite food and why?
A BLT, because you have bacon, lettuce and tomato.
Yummy. Number four, what is your favourite drink and why?
Diet Coke, because it's got no added sugar.
Number five, what is your favourite game and why?
Formula One, because you get to play as Lewis Hamilton.
Number six, who is your favourite teacher at school and why?
Ella, because she and I get along very well.
Hope to catch you next show on Vectis Radio on 104.6. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hello everyone, today we're going to tell you about the history of PlayStation from 1994 to 2019. Now Connor will be joining me and we've got tons of facts and whole history to tell you if you're new to PlayStation. So let's get started. Hello Connor.
Hello Kieran.
You okay?
I'm good, thank you.
We got to tell us some of your facts.
Yeah, okay. We'll start off with PS3. The PS3's GPU was a RSX and then its main memory was 256 megabytes XDR main RAM.
The hard drive
was a 2.5 central 80A 80GB hard drive. And the PS4, the GPU, was an AMD next generation Radeon-based graphics engine. Its memory was 8GB of GDDR5 RAM, and its storage size was 500GB or 5200RPM hard disk drive, and it's user removable.
Very interesting, and did you know the PS4 is further a console of VR?
Yes, I did.
I've got one of the VR headsets, have you?
No, I haven't. Okay, what are your facts?
Right, let's go back to 1994. Let's go to the PS1. The PlayStation 1 was made in Japan on the 3rd December 1994, and it was the first ever console to sell 102 million worldwide. It became very popular compared to other consoles such as Nintendo and Sega, unlike Sega, who aren't around anymore. The original controller had no analog stick, so it's hard to play like Crash Bandicoot with just arrows. Until 1998, the analog sticks were invented for PlayStation and it's a lot easier to play games such as Driver, Crash Bandicoot and all that. And in 2000, before the launch of the PS2, Sony decided to launch a smaller version of the PS1, just called the PS1, in smaller version. Still the same console, still plays the same games, but it came with the analog controller. And the sound is very clear on the PS1 compared to like Nintendo 64, which was like pixel type. You're playing like Rayman 2, it's all horrible for us. It's just like TV sound that was on the PS1. It's very improved that it did. And many games were on CDs, they were, back in the day. Of course, with the CD boxes then, which some of you may remember if you're around when the PS1 was about. And the memory cards you had 1 megabyte came with, but you could get more memory cards, but they're probably something like, I wouldn't know, but I'd say back in the day something like £49, I'd say like, you actually get for like controllers these days and all that. So, let's move on, let's go to 2000.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's go to the PlayStation 2. By the year 2000, PlayStation 2 has just launched, and the console sold over 155 million worldwide from 2000 to 2013. And it was the first ever games console that had backwards compatibility with the PS1 games. So you play every single PS1 games on PlayStation 2. But however, you still need your PS1 memory cards to save the game, because it won't work on the PS2 for some reason. And you had the iToy motion camera. Forget about the controller, you like the controller UI. And it's quite cool, it is. You on screen, you have to like raise your arms and touch these things and all that's quite good. Early days of like the Kinect on the 360, I'd say. PlayStation 2 did so well, it's the best out of all the PlayStations, still is the best today. And I think, because I used to have PlayStation 2, I used to go on it a hell of a lot, I could tell you, and I really liked it, so PlayStation 2 was very good back in the day. So, Connor, what do you think?
I think that was very interesting. Thank you for your information, Kieran.
Not just that, what PlayStations have you played?
I've played all four of them, and I liked them equally.
What's your favourite?
My favourite is number 4.
My favourite's still number 2, even though I've got number 4, but number 2 was awesome, I have to say.
Yeah, it was really good.
Especially like the graphics, they're almost like, there's early stage of HDR gaming, I'd say, but not quite.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, it's still good. Okay, I hope you've been enjoying this, we have, for me and Connor. If you want to get a PlayStation, I'd recommend them, I would. They're about £299. If you're a PlayStation fan, we'll hope you enjoyed this, and we'll see you next time.
Bye. Hi, this is Connor with the weekly news roundup. Isle of Wight restaurant and celebrity hotspot The Hut unveils expansion plans. Upmarket, Isle of Wight restaurant The Hut hopes to expand its premises, adding a new bar, new toilets, and creating more space for diners. It has lodged a planning application with the Isle of Wight Council to knock down 3 beach huts next to the restaurant at Colwell Seafront, making way for a single-storey extension and larger decking area. Isle of Wight cancels renovation plans for Sandown Seafront public toilets. New cafe proposed. Plans to renovate the toilet block at Sandown Seafront opposite the pier have been announced by the Isle of Wight Council. The authority said the new look facility would include a new food and drink outlet, separate public toilets, and redesigned outdoor areas. The plans will form part of the council's regeneration strategy. Hampshire and Isle of Wight Ambulance flies its 9,000th mission. The 9,000th mission have been flown by Hampshire and Isle of Wight Air. On Saturday, November the 2nd, Dr. Amy Andrew, Dr. Tim Nicholson-Roberts, Specialist Critical Care Paramedic Louise Wigmore and Capt. Dave Nicholas took to the skies from the charity airbase at Thruxton to respond to the milestone mission. The life-saving charity have responded to 1,887 missions so far this year. So that's it from me this week of your weekly news roundup. Catch you next time.
Hi, it's Charlie again with the sports news. Formula One. Lewis Hamilton secured his 6th Formula One Drivers' Championship. Was second place at the US Grand Prix behind teammate Valtteri Bottas on Sunday. The 34-year-old was struggling to come to terms with his achievement, which moves him within reach of Michael Schumacher's all-time world record of 7 world championships. Hamilton won 10 of the 19 races this season, but said it was the hardest year for us as a team. The Mercedes team boss said there is every chance for Hamilton could match the world record of Michael Schumacher with Ferrari and Benetton. And that is it. And Max Verstappen could stop at any time. See you next time. Bye.
I'm film fans, Kieran here for Film Review. This week's film is the original Spider-Man from 2002. The film was about a boy named Peter Parker who was on a school trip at the Science Museum when all of a sudden a spider got out of the cage and bit Peter, affected it with its spider DNA from the lab. When he gets home he feels really ill, but next day he changes and feels different. Then he creates Spider-Man using his designs on the drawings, and for the suit then he gets fighting the evil against the Green Goblin to save New York. I think this Spider-Man this movie is still great at 17 years old. I recommend this movie out of all the other Spider-Man movies. I give this movie a 9 out of 10. That's all from me this week, stay tuned for next time.
That's it from the St. George's Dragons today. We'll be back next week taking over Vectis Radio once again. So until then, have a good week.